welcome to the Isotopes Choose Your Own Adventure LP, the fourth adventure in a series of six, collect them all. When we last left our heroes, Trent Steele, Hercules Rockefeller, and Handsome B. Wonderful, they were caught in a sticky predicament, deep in the dark lair of Adam Smasher. As you may recall from the first three episodes, Adam Smasher is the Isotopes' arch-nemesis, hell-bent on ridding the world of instrumental rock and roll, and of course wiping out the world's population through nuclear assault. We now join our heroes, dangling upside down, lowering closer and closer to a pit of flesh-eating, bone-crunching, finger-spraining acid.
Finally, I have the isotopes in my clutches. Prepare to die like a Korean Shih Tzu at dinner time. I'd certainly love to stick around and watch your demise, but the new Maxim is here, so I must go.
We've been in this kind of situation before.
We have, Trent?
Yeah. Don't you remember episode 2, when we were all on that bus that would blow up if it slowed to less than 50 miles an hour?
Of course we all remember that hairy adventure. It was just like the movie Speed 2, except on a bus instead of a boat. But this is totally different. The way I see it, we only have two choices.
Will the isotopes plummet to their untimely deaths? Is Adam Smasher enjoying his new Maxim while on the can? Will Will and Grace be renewed for another season? You can decide the topes' fate. I'd like to let the isotopes descend to the acid, hoping their supercharged lab coats protect them against it. Go to track 13. If you'd like our heroes to attempt swinging the rope while Handsome cuts it with his chicken bacon and Swiss Army knife, using the momentum to avoid the acid, go to track 14 now. What part of my instructions did you not understand? 13 or 14? Pick one, loser.